Varmada Gopinath Media Services within 1 week. So those who would like to purchase their copies, please make note of this. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. This is wonderful video we have just seen. I want to thank all the devotees who have worked so hard on it. I'd like to take one copy for Radhanath Maharaj on the cruise on 20th of August. I heard from his father the other day that Radhanath Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj, then Sachidanand Maharaj and Chandramoli Maharaj, etc. 200 devotees are going to be there. And Bhakti Charu Maharaj wanted me to go there. So I have to follow the orders. So I will be happy to take this video to show to all the devotees, international devotees on the ship. So I've been asked to speak a few words right from the beginning. Firstly, I want to thank all the devotees who have gathered here on this auspicious occasion. I've lost my voice. I've recently been to Norway. It was snowing over there. And then Bombay. So I think you have all heard the long history from 1905 when there was a big plague here in Bombay and many people died. The children were left orphans. Very nice governor's wife, her name was Lady Northcote. She encouraged the building of this whole complex. And therefore it is called Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage, 1905. And what happened was very simple. Prabhupada came to Bharati Vidya Bhavan. I think that must have been in 1971, I think. And he told Shamsundar Prabhu by putting his cane, you know, he has to walk with a stick, that we should have a preaching center here. And he pointed in this direction. Now, as you all know from Bhagavatam, Krishna fulfills the desire of a pure devotee. In a way, how to know that a person is a pure devotee? And Saktavesh Avatar at that, is to know that when Krishna fulfills his desire repeatedly, Jhu also was his desire. This Chapati was his desire. He was himself, the Prabhupada mentioned by Lord Chaitanya himself, as the commander-in-chief of the Sankirtan army. In Chaitanya Charitamrit, there is a shlok where Prabhupada is predicted that he will come. Because in the spiritual world, he is the commander-in-chief of the Sankirtan army. So, with this wonderful prediction, Prabhupada pointed out here. So, now what had happened was very simple. There was no temple here except one downstairs, the Lakshmi Narayan temple. But Radhanath Maharaj, I would give 100% all the credit to him for having done what he has done. We are just his servants. We carried out his orders. And I think because of our carrying out our orders of Radhanath Maharaj, we can see what has happened here. This half, this where I am standing now, this was a school called Tinkerbell School. This downstairs also was Tinkerbell School. And then what had happened was all these were various coaching classes, Bola classes, my own coaching class and so on. But Radhanath Maharaj, who was staying at my house for 3 months, that was during Chaturmas, he also desired that there should be a temple here. We had at that time Kirtanand Swami. Now he has left this material world. He was given to us by the GBC as the GBC here. And he also wanted a temple to be built here. Now, you may be aware that there is some statues downstairs. You can see in that little garden, one Ratan Sen Seth. He was the original founder, 1905. He was the first managing trustee. He, his grandson means Chandrasen Bhatia. So this Chandrasen Bhatia was a shipping broker. And he used to come to my office. I used to meet him. We became good friends. So he invited me here. But before that, my wife and her family used to feed these orphans here on occasions of somebody's birthday or something. But I took it seriously that something will have to be done because that was the order of the spiritual master. So once the spiritual master's order comes, you take it seriously, then leave it to Krishna, everything will happen. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses a beautiful language, beautiful words. Achintaya Beda Beda Tattva. Achintaya. It's inconceivable. I mean, those who were here, right in the beginning, as you saw in this video, we could never have conceived Mahaprabhu sitting here. He was one of the first with me. And we could never conceive that Radha Gopinath will come here. But it is Lord's own desire that he wanted to come to an orphanage of all places. So that's how it is. Amongst the three, as you all know, Madan Mohanji, Govindji, and Radha Gopinath. So one, the first stage, we are getting a sort of some sort of knowledge of Krishna, association of devotees, sambandh is established, Madan Mohanji. Second is Radha Gopinath, or Radha Govindji, sorry. Radha Govindji establishes devotional service. So once you start doing devotional service and you are promoted to third stage, higher stage, that is when you get the love of God. So Radha Gopinath gives us all love of God. It's the highest stage. Therefore Radhanath Maharaj chose the name Radha Gopinath. That is the most benevolent deity. You all have observed in the cinema, in this movie video, that Mahaprabhu, who had all black hair, same with me, is now much older, 75, I think. I'm 72. Some of us who looked very young, little kids, they have got, become mothers, and so on. But Radha Gopinath is the same age. Krishna never goes old. That is for a fact. And you may say that because they are deities, they are not getting old. But that's not true. They are getting younger. If you see the film, how they were looking 25 years ago and what they are looking now, you can see that they are happier now than ever before. That's because of the devotees. How nicely they are serving. The more we serve, the better is our chance of going home back to Godhead. How many minutes you want me to speak, Prabhuji? Because I've lost my voice, but goli hai kya? So, doctor will give me. He's the director in charge of Bhaktivedanta Swami Hospital. So the thing is, how many minutes, Prabhuji? 10 minutes. Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you. So, I think we were about 10 or 12 devotees to start with, on the very beginning. You all know the story of how Mahaprabhuji brought Radha Gopinathji here. Appropriately, his name is also Mahaprabhudas. Because only by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, we can, in this Kali Yuga, he is Yuga Avatar. So he is Mahaprabhu Das. So he only could have brought the deity here. Nobody else. He was chosen. There is a fact. As you all know the story, at the Akshaya Naka they wanted to charge the tax octroi on the DTs. So the Mahaprabhu had reached 5 o'clock in the morning at Daisarnaka, and he said, "I don't have money to pay the octroi." He phoned me. So then I said, "But what octroi? Why we should pay octroi? When God is coming, there is a question of paying octroi for God." Then Mahaprabhu said, "He's not letting go." So I said, "Give that officer the line, octroi officer." With my typical Bombay, Bhelpuri, Marathi, "Mi sangil toh tinla, tumhala kote jayacha hai? Narg madhi jayacha ka?" So he was shocked. I said in Marathi that, "Do you want to go to hell? How can you take tax? Tumhi kasa te tax? Ishwar sun magta hai, kya hai sab bakwas?" He said, "No, no, this is a statue." I said, "No, I challenge you. It is not a statue. It is actually God. There is no difference between Krishna, absolute personality, supreme personality of Godhead, and this deity. There is no difference." After about 15-20 minutes, Mahaprabhuji, 15-20 minutes laga hoga argument ka. He was arguing from one side, I was arguing from the other. The poor fellow, he had no choice. He gave up. And that is how Radha Gopinath ji came here. Like kings. King does not pay tax. Even the Queen of England doesn't pay tax in England. So, naturally, because they are the Malik. So, Radha Gopinath are the Malik of Bombay. That is a fact. Because otherwise they would have paid tax for Bombay. Then after many years, I think in the early 90s, one very nice devotee from Surat, they donated the Sri Gopalji DT here in the form of Srinathji DT of Nadwar. And we also had Gaur Nithai DTs. And Maharaj, you know how he is. He's in the mood of Vrindavan only. So subsequently you saw everywhere the recreation of Vrindavan on the stage here. We had a wonderful small congregation. We never imagined that it will keep on expanding the way it is expanding now. Pune came up. I remember Janava Mataji. Janava Mataji is here somewhere. It was Janava Mataji and her family actually who have given the biggest contribution to us. I cannot forget that. She worked very hard. Then later on she established Pune, single lady, to put up the whole yatra there, Pune yatra. It's then we had our great Bhakti Rasamrat Sindhu Maharaj. At that time, Dev Amrit Prabhu, who came along with I think 3 or 4 of his colleagues from the University of Bombay, NNM, that MBA, MMS students. We used to have debate here about who is the supreme personality of Godhead and all that. And I noticed that this young man called Upani, his father was assistant commissioner of income tax and my advisor also. And this young Mr. Upani became Dev Amrit Prabhu. He was the only son. As you saw in the movie, in that video, he became the one of the pillars. So actually speaking, this temple has been built by so many devotees. Mahaprabhu's here, Sadeh Prabhu's here. Radha Krishna Prabhu and his wife left a very flourishing dental. They had very good at Khar. He practice. Today he would have been earning 30 lakhs of rupees a month. But they left everything and came in a very small, tiny little room. And Narhari, the daughter who is now in America, they lived in a very frugal way. Now we see this opulence with gold and all these beautiful chandeliers and everything. But Radha Gopinath was really in Vrindavan mood, very simple at that time. So I must once more thank all the devotees for continuing this wonderful work. The doctors, I'll not forget the whole group of doctors who came right in the beginning. It all started like this. There was one woman, elderly lady, and she was crying outside here in the balcony. So I was wondering, then why is this lady crying? Her name was Mrs. Shah. Bipin Shah was his son. Bipin Shah, what is his name?
Bimal Shah.
Bimal Shah was his son, now known as Vaishnav Seva Prabhu. So he stood first or second, I forget, in his MBBS first exam. He was the most brilliant student, but he wanted to give up everything and join here as a brahmachari. And I found out that other doctors were also there. Dwarkadesh Prabhu was there. Madhavanand Prabhu was there. Then so many. Our Giriraj Prabhu was there. Huh? Sorry? Anyone else? I'm forgetting. So many. Huh? Vishwarup. First was Vishwarup. Where is he now? Is he here or in Mayapur? He's here. Vishwarup was one of the first. So all these devotees, doctors came, and they were prepared to give up everything. But Radhanand Maharaj said no. That is Upanishad, verse number 9, 10 and 11. Please read it carefully when you go home. Is Upanishad. You have to do both. You have to do seva, there is bhakti, and you have to do your profession also, both. Then only Krishna is pleased. Then only you can progress to the ultimate. Because just simply like Markat Virag, what is it called? Markat Virag, monkey type of Virag, giving up, that is not good. I'm not talking about brahmacharis. I'm talking about grahasthis. So those who are brahmacharis have given their, as Bhagavatam says, they've given their mind, they've given their words, they've given their life. Of course, they may or may not have money. But that is the other thing which, four things Bhagavatam says. So Radhanath Maharaj is the real, real pillar of this place. He has done everything. And how much difficulty we had initially. Because we were not in ISKCON and yet we were in ISKCON. We were not accepted by ISKCON, and yet we were accepted by ISKCON, as you see in the video. Finally, ISKCON totally accepted us as part and parcel, full and in every respect. And I'm very grateful to Srila Prabhupada for having accepted us and given us this service and given this Marg Darshan, how to build this temple. Not only this temple, but extension of this temple in Pune, Belgaum, and so many other places, Nasik, and so on. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Srinath Ji Prabhu, for sharing your memories with us of how Radha Gopinath Ji came here. You have brought such an incredible transformation in the lives of so many devotees, changed their lives. And there are so many stories to share about how Radha Gopinath Ji and their lordships, Shishi Gaurnitai and Gopal Ji, have truly added such value to the lives of people here in Bombay. One of our devotee boys at JJ Medical College, you know, he came to Krishna consciousness, became a devotee, and one of his strongest addictions was watching movies. Nothing unusual, of course. You know, very, very addicted to watching movies. And whenever he used to come for the Sunday feast program, from JJ to here, there are 10 movie theaters on the way. So there was a variety to choose from, which to watch. And every single time he would come to the temple, he would end up getting down from the bus and watching a movie instead of coming for the Sunday feast program. So one day he got so frustrated with himself, he decided, I will only carry 4 rupees with me now on. 2 rupees by bus to come here and 2 rupees to go back. So every Sunday when he would come here, he would carry 4 rupees only, because if he had money in the pocket, means gone. Getting down and watching movies. And then one Sunday, he put on a trouser. He forgot that there was money in it, more money. He came to the temple, and it was the day of the initiation ceremony. Some initiation ceremony was going on. He came and he sat. And suddenly, he put his hand in the pocket to find 10 10-rupee notes. 100 rupees. He thought there's only 4, but because of the trouser, he had put on another trouser, money was there. And he decided, let me now just get out of this whole place. Last so many Sundays, I'm missing my movie. I have to go back and watch the movie. And then he came down, and as soon as he came down, one of the initiates came for bhiksha. So he put his hand in the pocket and pulled the 10-rupee note and gave it. He said, abhi bhagna padega, 90 to hai na. And seeing that he gave 10 rupees, exactly 9 devotees came to him. And he gave these 90 rupees away, left with no money to go back even by bus. And he was saying how Radha Gopinath has been so kind to take my attachment for movies away. Now he himself is a drama actor, very popular. What watch movies, he thought. Now I'll start acting for the pleasure of our beloved Lordship Shri Shri Radha Gopinath. And this devotee from JJ is His Grace Yugavatar Prabhu. So at this point of time, I would like to invite His Grace Dwarkadhish Prabhu. Okay, sorry. Fast breaking is this important part of the program. We will forget. So, start it circulating. Yeah, I think, but can we start circulating at least? If we can start circulating the prasadam, meanwhile we can start kirtan for about 5-10 minutes. And after the fast breaking, then we will have His Grace Dwarkadhish Prabhu share his memories with us. After which, Damodar Chaitanya Prabhu will lead us into the second part of the Gopinath Bhajan. Hare Krishna. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Ki Jai.